Second, the free market is based on the right to property. The right to property is again based on a scriptural precept. It recognizes that the earth belongs to the Lord, that he created it for man's blessing and benefit. Thus, man's desire to own property, his own home and goods, his own business, is desirable and good. Utopian and communitarian schemes which eliminate property rights are not only unworkable, they deny to man his inherent desire to improve his station. They are therefore contrary to the pursuit of happiness. No property rights. Man's incentive would be diminished to satisfying only his barest necessities, such as food and clothing. How this truth is evident in the communist countries today. No property rights, no incentive to enter individual enterprise, to risk one's own capital because the fruits of one's labor could not be enjoyed. No property rights, no contractual relationship to buy and sell since title to possession of goods could not be granted. No property rights, no recognition of divine law which prohibits man from stealing and coveting others' possessions. One cannot steal that which belongs to everyone, nor can he covet that which is not another's. No property rights, no possibility of the sanctity of one's own home and the joy which comes from creation, production, and ownership. A free market philosophy recognizes property rights as sacred. Because the individual is entitled to ownership of goods and property which he has earned, he is sovereign, so far as human law is concerned, over his own goods. He may retain possession of his goods. He may pass his wealth on to his family or to charitable causes. For one cannot give what one does not own. James Madison recognized that property consisted not only of man's external goods, his land, merchandise, or money, but most sacredly, he had title to his thoughts, opinions, and conscience. The civil government's obligation, then, is to safeguard this right and to frame laws which secure to every man the free exercise of his conscience and the right and control of his property. No liberty is possible except a man is protected in his title to his legal holdings and property and can be indemnified by the law for its loss or destruction. Remove this right and man is reduced to serfdom. Former United States Supreme Court Justice George Sutherland said it this way: to give man liberty, but take from him the property which is the fruit and badge of his liberty, is to still leave him a slave. Unquote.